Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Welcome to the Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now, check-out time is never.
It's Mike Shope.
Does my room have cable?
No. And the sheets are made of fire.
Can I change rooms?
Sorry, we're all booked up. Hell convention in town.
And the Bulldog.
Can I have a late checkout?
I'll have to talk to the manager.
You're not the manager, even in your own fantasy?
I'm the owner. The co-owner. With Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
Okay. Just so I understand it, in your wildest fantasy, you are in hell. And you are co-running a bed and breakfast with the devil.
And the Bulldog.
Yeah, but I haven't told you my salary yet.
Go.
$80,000 a year.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Well, let me be the first to say it. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bam. Where's your green? Twitch viewers are already commenting. Where is Bulldog's green? Where's the spirit?
I don't have any.
Is there anything you're wearing you could get away with calling it green? Any shades of anything green adjacent over there? Headphone wires, glasses, tint?
No. What,
the thing on your sweat, whatever it's on your sweatshirt?
No.
It's a Josh Allen shirt? Look at you.
Yeah.
Mr. Buffalo.
Yeah, no. No green. I did my time Saturday. I was out early and then kid birthday party and then out late.
Kid birthday party. Oh, okay. Yeah. Little kids. Yeah.
And so
like your son is having a birthday party. He's like 30.
Yeah. No,
you went to that?
Don't rush it. Yeah, I did. I went to the I went to the twins' birthday. I don't know. I haven't seen an updated power rankings from the birthday party attendees, but I feel like I did very, very well.
In wearing green, you mean?
No. Oh, just with the kids. Engaging with... anonymous quote. He throws the ball so high! From a four-year-old. So, I mean, I'm feeling...
So you had the pool open?
I'm feeling pretty good.
You had the pool open, you were throwing the ball into the pool. It's warm enough.
Played some roof ball.
Well, I made the effort. I mean, Bulldog didn't. He thought Saturday was good enough. That's fine. At least it was something. But I've got my green glasses, as always.
Yeah, all right. And this visor, this ill-advised visor.
I've got my Baylor visor. It's tournament week. We are a nine.
I love that.
First game on Friday against Mississippi State, hoping to advance for a second-round tilt. Or is it the third round now? With Duke. And I've got, you know, green
shoes. Okay, all right, yeah.
Everybody see that?
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't even think about it being St. Patrick's Day today. Honestly,
I could wear a different pair of shoes. I'm sensing in my own mind now I'm a little bit defensive here because last week you went in the golf shoes. Maybe I'm just trying to sort of one up you, but I could wear a different pair of shoes each day this week, and they're all green, at least in part. So maybe I'll do that. It's a lot. I probably won't.
Yeah, I mean.
By Friday, I'll be thinking of other
things.
Considering
that the parades were Saturday and Sunday, and today is the actual holiday, to run it through the week,
excessive.
I don't think it's
overcompensation.
I don't think it's really warranted.
I couldn't get out of bed this weekend.
But I'm not a person who, you know, again, really partakes.
My son represented me at the parade yesterday.
Good.
with his boys.
Canisius, yeah, God, gotta go
with
do
his
it.
Dudes.
Yeah, all right.
I was laid up, unfortunately. It meant I could watch a lot of golf, not being able to like get out of bed for a day and a half. I watched a lot of golf.
I wonder how it
golf is green. The weather greens, it has greens.
Green works. Yes, I feel like the weather, the forecast, and then the actual occurrence of the weather, the way it did. I have a feeling really curtailed attendance at yesterday's parade.
Maybe the rest of the weekend was perfect.
I only say that because I live. On a route where people often before and after said parade are usually walking down to the train. You know, we live like a mile from the subway station at Main Street there, and usually there's and I did not see nor hear revelers. Really much at all yesterday.
You think
it's possible they found, you know, different transportation. I don't know. But usually there's a lot of people walking, coming and going. Like
enthusiasm for the parade may have been dampened by the fact that everybody knew it was going to be violent thunderstorms
at
2.
Yeah, I'm thinking, maybe. Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe.
At least in my pocket.
It would make
city,
sense.
Maybe that's what happened. But.
It would make. Speaking of green, the Bengals.
I see what you did there.
The Bengals. I know it's not even to the draft yet. Then the schedule, right? The schedule comes after the draft. We've got to know where the rivalries sit, and all free agency has to play out. Will there be another Stephon Diggs revenge game when the Bills go to Houston and Diggs is playing for the Bills next year? Like we want to sort all this out before we go and make the schedule.
That's the thing. If I missed anything, I know he put pictures back up on
That's
Instagram.
It.
That's it?
I don't
okay.
know. That's it.
I didn't know if there was anything more. I haven't been aggressively pursuing that. Along with my ignoring St. Patrick's Day, I didn't want to say I was ignoring that, but I didn't dig. And I saw I'm not trying to be cute. I didn't dig into Diggs. I saw the postings about there's Bill's pictures back up on his Instagram, and that was the extent of my knowledge. So I didn't know if I'd missed anything in the
I don't know of anything else.
Hours or so.
What percent chance would you give it?
Zero.
Not even one.
Not even one. Not even a half of one. Zero.
Why?
It's old news.
Bridges are burned?
I think bridges, I don't know about bridges are burned. I mean, there never has been, you know, what I think would qualify as a smoking gun as to like how or why that ended the way it ended. But, you know, people have their theories. I have mine. I just think they had determined he wasn't worth X amount of dollars anymore. In the state he was in, and now he's coming off an ACL injury.
But he won't cost as much.
I know. I just don't even think that's worth a spin if I'm the Bills. Like, if you really didn't, where am I going to play him? In the slot? What am I even doing here?
Well, that's the maybe would be my number one reason for thinking it unlikely. It's already unlikely, but thinking it impossible is that the position is filled. It's almost the same as Cup. A receiver like this, as he gets older, that's what Houston did. Like,
it's what I wanted the Bills to do two drafts ago, draft a guy that can replace him. You want to keep him. It's some value there. Not thinking you're going to want to eat dead money as soon as they did. Transition him away from being your primary boundary guy. And I think his skill set, his ability to get open, he could really flourish in the slot.
I agree.
And extend his career. I just don't have an opening. And so, I don't say zero because of personality. I think you can get over that. If they thought he could help them, they'd find a way to get over whatever their end of that was. And same for him. But I just don't think that there's a fit anymore. Assuming he, you know, I can't believe he'll be an effective outside receiver at this stage of his career.
No, and that might not have been, that might have been a discussion 2 years ago when you're, that scenario you're describing. But he cost so much, he'd had so much status, not everybody would agree to that. You know, he might have been difficult. Just giving the yep. Bills a benefit, a certain benefit of the doubt here for liking our idea. Like, say, they wanted to do that, but, you know, he's like, forget it. I don't know. That's 2 years ago. It's a long 2 years. And his production came way down in his last Bills season. And then last year, he was okay
yeah.
in Houston before the injury. So he is still a free agent, though. I wasn't trying to set you up for digs. Just thinking about...
I understand.
Here's what I'm thinking about, though. Like, we haven't gotten to the draft yet. It's still more than a month off. The schedule after that, some more free agency still to happen. Then there's a break, believe it or not. And then, you know, you have camp. I haven't thought that much about, and I don't know how much fans have thought about, this being the last year of the stadium. And the schedule is so rich for that. I mean, you have 9 home games this year. The division games will be fine. Because in terms of, like, the end of the stadium, the division games will maybe not only be important, you'd like to think for the Bills they would at least be important as ever these last 6 or so years, but also, like, the history of the teams, the Patriots, the Jets, the Dolphins have been here every year since 1973. You know, they all go back to the AFL. There'll be that in the air this mm-hmm. year when it comes to the division games. Again, if not also the standings, right? So that's, like, already fine, you know? The NFC South is not the best. It can't be perfect. New Orleans and Tampa each have almost no history at the stadium. Like, Tampa wasn't ever here once until 2009, I think. Saints also maybe that year, and then the Bucs have been here twice since. But there's, like, very little between the Bills and the Buccaneers, the Bills and the Saints. So that'll happen. But the other four, the Eagles, off a Super Bowl win. I mean, that's about as good a game as you get in the NFL schedule.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, again, what's left to say about that? And then it's Baltimore and Cincinnati from the NFC North, also easily worthy of, like, prime slots. If not night games, they can't all be night games.
Right.
But easily could be, like, 4:25 home games mm-hmm. against those teams. And you have really more for our fans, for us, than for anybody else. The end of the stadium going with that just makes that all the more special, probably. You really want it to be a good season for that. I mean, it's because of the expectations. If it's not a good season, the whole stadium vibe is kind of, like, ruined by that, because, like, it'll feel like they've, you know, hit the wall here or something.
Yeah, and yeah.
Like, oh, well, like something's
gone really wrong if the last right. game they play is some, you know, home finale, regular season finale against the Jets.
Right. So I doubt the answer is yes. Maybe it is for somebody listening. Have you thought at all about, like, how you want to do this?
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What would be like sort of your perfect schedule? Does it matter? I mean, the Chiefs, the Eagles can't be week one. They'll be. I doubt the Chiefs and the Bills will be week one.
Me too.
It's too good.
Me too.
For a non, you know, primetime game. It could be, I guess, a Sunday night game. I just doubt it. So you have the Chiefs maybe kind of going where they go. It could be October, November, like the middle of the season has mostly been Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Philly could be the same thing. Ravens and Bengals, I don't know. Like, it will be a really special year.
Yeah, I'm not going to want a scene where those good games, those marquee matchups are all saved for, you know, post-Thanksgiving 425 or night game windows. Like, that's just too much of a run of terror against really what you would expect to be really good teams. So, you know, I think I'm inclined, like, if you know, I have anything to say about it, split that up a bit. I mean, we know, unless they break form dramatically, that the end will be the division, like I think you said at the outset of this. So that's, you know, that's probably your last two home games, or definitely your last home game is going to be a game against the Dolphins, Patriots, or Jets.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be?
No, because week 18 could be a road game, and week 17 doesn't have to be a division game. So it doesn't have to be. I think it makes sense for it to be because of the stadium closing.
Yeah. When have they not played division teams at home at the end of the season?
I don't know. Were Atlanta and Carolina was one of those games, their last home game? Maybe not. But it happens.
Okay.
Week 17 does not have to be a division game.
Okay.
Week 18 does. Unless right. they change that, which nobody ever right. suggests they will want to.
I'm going to do some work on this, but I can't do it while we're talking, so I'll have to wait for a break. Last year, for what it's worth, their last two home games, New England, New York, then at New England to close out the season. But either way, my point is, I don't want to lump, like, yes, Fox, CBS, NBC, Netflix, Prime.
Let's go.
Peacock. They're all going to want, you know, their kick at the marquee games. The MVP of the league is on the Bills. I mean, not that the Bills haven't been rock stars and Allen a rock star and, you know, himself for a few years running now, but that even got ratcheted up higher now, I think. AFC Championship game loss and the MVP. But I don't want to have a run of games where it's just one after the other. Like, give me Baltimore early and Cincinnati late. Give me Philly early and Kansas City late, or vice versa. Whatever you want to do. I hope that is how that goes. And no, I haven't really, until you brought it up, the most I've thought about it, I guess, would be the sort of nodding in agreement with anyone, and I've seen a few people that I follow assert, like, this is a year to get the one all the more. Get the one seed so you can finish up at home with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. What a perfect way to close the stadium down. And, you know, so that's not something we can, you know, the schedule makers aren't going to do that for us when the schedule comes out in May.
Us the one seed?
Give us the one seed.
They're not going to do that? There's no chance?
And arrange who the games are going to be. I'm assuming no. I think that would be unprecedented. So
imagine, I'm sorry for even thinking of this.
Uh-oh.
Well, what you say is right. That's the best case scenario.
Right.
Like the Patriots, well, that wasn't the AFC Championship, but the Tuck Rule game was the last game played in their old stadium. So they make the playoffs, then they have that night, which is a famous night. The AFC Championship the next week is in Pittsburgh, and they win it, and then they win the Super Bowl after that. Like, that's kind of how you want to go out.
And they open their new stadium with a celebration of a Super Bowl title.
Right. You just don't want to lose that game.
Right.
Which the Patriots, of course, should have.
Yeah, that's correct.
You don't want to lose. If they lose, if last year, 2023 happens,
okay,
this year, you're not going to want to leave.
Right. Would you take a tainted victory in the AFC Championship game to close out the stadium, 803-0550?
Sure. I'll go first. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yes, I would take it.
Asterisks.
The last time the Bills home finale was not a division game. You're right. It's been a long time. The Jordy Nelson game?
Okay. That was a home finale. Okay.
They had two road games. They were alive at 8-6 in 2014 after beating Green Bay. Nelson dropped a 98-yard touchdown pass, that would have been, from Aaron Rodgers. They go to Oakland. They lose that game in Oakland against a terrible Raiders team and then beat the Patriots when the Patriots didn't need it. Marone needed it. Then he left. He quit the next morning.
Right.
That's the last time their home finale was not a division game. It's just that it doesn't have to be, is all I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, okay, Chiefs and Eagles in the middle. Saints and Buccaneers whenever. Bengals and Ravens whenever.
I want the Saints and Buccaneers to be in July. Can we arrange that? Is that doable? I don't get those out of the way. Get that out of here. Although you're right, they did play Atlanta and Carolina that one year, a few years ago, pretty late in the season at home.
And they had another, but they had New England.
They had one more, yeah.
Was that Hamlin? Maybe like after the two home games, then Hamlin and then New England? Naheem Hines, maybe?
No, I think, I don't remember now.
22?
I think that was before that, but I could be wrong. I'm on it.
You're right. It was not that year. It was the year before that.
The year before that, 21. Okay.
I just think it's really great that, and it was Chasen Higgins that reminded me of this.
Sorry.
And maybe there will be other things that remind me of this again over the course of the offseason. But I think it's really great that the Bills, A, should have an excellent team, of course. And maybe that's not a coincidence for when the stadium thing kind of came to life. You know, Allen happened first. Without Allen, is there a stadium? I don't know. But without Kathy Hochul, without Allen or Kathy, which is 803, when you're done with Bulldogs question.
Which is more important.
But it's really great that they should have a great season where the drama builds and we're talking about the end, but also a championship maybe. Like, you want that. And then you've got four absolute marquee visitors, plus your division rivals that go back forever with them, and the Saints and the Bucks. Poor Saints and Bucks, but that's as good as you can do. Like, Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, would that even maybe be the top four in the entire NFL for this? With Philadelphia having just won.
Yeah.
Dallas is Dallas. San Francisco, although they both were kind of just here. But who else in the AFC? Pittsburgh?
No.
Who else in the NFL?
And Pittsburgh's historic, but they're not the marquee that those other teams are right now.
If the challenge was top four conceivable Bills home games next year with everything baked in, who comes in above any of those four?
The Lions, maybe.
The Lions.
I really think that's it.
Over who? Philly? Nah, man.
No,
I don't think I would say it.
I mean, based on last year, Cincinnati, but, you know, that could flip back very easily.
But Cincinnati, like, there's a lot with Cincinnati.
There is. There's
three playoff losses.
I want to say a rivalry.
Yeah, I think so.
They're definitely in our hair, even though they had a bad year.
There's three playoff losses. The Bengals, one thing last night does is sort of like, okay, well, that didn't blow up. You know, like, we would have liked it. Even if Cincinnati wasn't even a playoff team last year with those guys on the team and all healthy and productive, to say the least. You know, they're a little bit dangerous, and you might have thought, like, you might have hoped that it would just blow up.
I've been thinking it was going to come apart, and now today, on the heels of them getting the two receivers signed together, there's, they're probably going to get Hendrickson done, too. Well, I mean, what a ride that's been, right? At the combine, we're going to get everybody done, highest paid non-quarterback in league history, yada, yada, yada. Then a week later, it's like, how are we ever going to get all of this done? And now another week has come by, and maybe they will actually get all three of those done, which is incredible. Their timing's terrible. Everybody is saying it. I mean, them waiting on Chase and Higgins has cost them I don't know, $10 to $15 million in cap space year each, over year here?
Each.
It's insane.
Maybe.
That they went, but they did get it done. I mean, the fact that it took so long is one of the reasons I was so pessimistic about it ever happening. That they're acting like a team that, you know, wants to do it. They're representing that they want to do it, but they haven't done it yet. And the price is going up, and what are you doing? But they managed to get at least those two parked safely. I will see if they get Hendrickson done.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team that didn't blow up, you know, and make it easier on the Chiefs, too. Like, the Bengals have beaten the Chiefs in the playoffs, Buffalo, Baltimore in the division. Everybody was kind of rooting for the Bengals to implode, and they didn't. So maybe their defense will be terrible again, and you won't have to beat them in January, but I don't know. I think the rule still applies. If you have the elite quarterback, and what do I want for the Bills all the time? And they never seem to really indulge me, but like the great receivers, they have the most important things in the sport. So I bet on him being good. We'll see tomorrow. We won't really be able to decide this until tomorrow at 3.
I see.
With the reverse AFC power rankings powered by Empire Electric. You know, Cincinnati week one, it's like, it's too good. It would have to be a night game almost. It's like too good.
It could be a night game.
It could.
That could be your Monday night opener. Your even
Sunday. Too good. Too good.
Sunday night.
Too good.
They're all too good. That's the problem.
That's right.
That's why I led off with, just don't make me wait until Thanksgiving to play all these good teams. Just don't do that to me. Space them out a little bit.
Home
okay?
opener, week two against one of them, announcing the last year of the stadium. There you go. Sunday night football, Bengals or Ravens, week two, week three. There you go. I would say maybe that. What do you think? 803-0550. There's a lot to talk about with the Bills. Friday's news dump with two free agent signees being, you know, busted on PED suspensions. How about that little shocker? We will talk to Sal today, and we will have the Sabres tonight in Boston, pregame with Paul Hamilton at 6. Happy, let me be the second to say it. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.